gone in minutes. That's how long it took for all the spaces to be filled for the upcoming season at the Prince George Gymnastics Club. It was an amazing rise for a sport that now competes with hockey for youth participation. Jody Hinks is the head coach of the Prince George Gymnastics Club, and she's with me this morning. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Who do you got teaching this year? Shania Twain? I mean, what happened to get so many people on board?
Yes, it's very overwhelming, but most years we are filled within the first day almost. Mm-hmm. There are a few spots still out there, but this year I think the biggest thing may have been the Canada Winter Games. We had a packed venue throughout the games. And I think that just really brought our sport out there again. But like I say, we're usually very busy, but this year was definitely overwhelming.
So you're used to filling up fast, and it usually happens over a longer period of time.
Yes.
But now you've got parents and families that missed out by mere moments, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we really apologize for the problems that we had with our server. My office manager did everything she could leading up to the registration, which we normally do, letting them know our peak times and when we were opening. Mm-hmm. And they had support staff available. And unfortunately, it just overloaded the system. And it was it's unfortunate. We're excited to get going, but
it doesn't necessarily mean that you've got more students. It's just that the number of students you can normally have at capacity just filled up faster than ever.
Yes, we normally have 1,200 to 1,300 students or athletes, and I think another big part of the problem with the server is a lot of people were using multiple devices. So they were on their computer, on their laptop, on their phones. So I think that, we have a huge number of returning members every year. But I think this year it was just a lot of new ones as well. So when you have 1,200 plus on multiple devices trying all at the same time.
So instead of one person trying to get through, it looks like three.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We were talking with the Fort St. John School District in the last half hour, and they were talking about how they were expecting 40 new students. Now they got 150 landing on them. They've got some new facilities coming. They're just not there yet. How much of this demand is an indication that the Prince George Gymnastics Club needs expansion?
Yes, that is definitely something in our future goals for sure. Years ago, I used to be shorter on staff, so we've worked really hard to build a great coaching team and led by a fantastic board of directors. And we just are at capacity now. Mm-hmm. I have the staff, but now we're jam-packed, particularly weekends and after school time.
If you end up finding more facilities or other places to keep the club or to accommodate this extra demand, I mean, how difficult is it going to be to get more teachers, more instructors?
I think I have one staff member, Colleen Kaminsky, that has worked very hard together with my regional coaches, together with a lot of key people. With a coach and training program. So a lot of my competitive athletes that finished competing after graduation, actually a lot starting at 15 years old, are starting to go through all the coaching mm-hmm. programs. And right now we feel really good. We have a great staff, and I don't think it would be a problem in that way. We do love our location in the exhibition grounds, being with all the other sports. So it would be fantastic if one day that base of that building, which obviously does need some upgrades,
do these numbers help though in terms of being, as strange as it might sound, does it help that you were able, that you had to turn away so many people to go back to funders, to go back to official authorities and say, see, we told you, you know.
Well, we are going to City Council on the 14th of this month, so we hope that some of our members come out and support us there. We've never gone to council before, and I think this time we're focusing on exterior upgrades and some other things, our heaters, and the building is very, very old. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of looking at things like that. But like I say, I hope that we can expand one day and just be able to help more kids and have more kids able to come and enjoy the sport.
And Jody, just to wrap up, you mentioned that some of this bump is in terms of the Canada Winter Games, but of course, games are always about legacy. How do you turn a bump into a legacy?
Exactly. And I think that's why it was so overwhelming this year. But as I said, we have a huge number of returning members due to a fantastic staff, a fantastic facility really inside for the equipment. We have foam pits and trampolines. It's the ultimate playground for kids, and they just love it. We have had members from when they're walking straight through their school years. Yeah. So it's a sport that is a base sport for all sports. So I think, you know, there's so much room there. We have a number of other groups, skaters and dancers and skiers, and it's
going to be packed for a while.
It is. And trampoline is another thing. Trampoline program is something else we're really building on. So
Jody Hinks is the head coach of the Prince George Gymnastics Club. She joins me here in the Prince George studio today. Jody, thanks so much, and all the best with the new year.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.